What's up, Alchemist? So it's been a while since I posted a podcast because I've been too busy overthinking about what I want to post instead of just posting. So we're just going to post, and it's going to be between anything I want to talk about, whether it be gaming, alchemy, current events, a failure of a government that we have, whatever the case, whatever I want to talk about. I think that's what I just need to go forward with and stop overthinking about it. Today, the biggest thing is probably in news is the TikTok ban. It's absolutely just on my nerves about how, I guess the first thing I have to say about this is it's finally good to see red and blue coming together on something and deciding on something so fast. Now, if they can only do the same thing about our children being shut up in schools, that'd be amazing. And it'd be amazing if they could do the same thing around the border and letting everyone in. We need some type of border control. We need some type of better gun control. It's just absolutely insane that the only thing they could actually come together on is banning an application that they have no control over. And that's the biggest thing. And it's just, it's frightening. That's ridiculous. You know, we were once this like amazing country. I look back in the 1940s when my grandfather served in World War II, who was an amazing man, fought for this country, lost many friends dying for a cause that we all believed in, only to have old white men who are really crypt keepers just shit all over them, not giving a fuck, because they're trying to build as much money as they can, like they can take it with them when they die. You know, there is a culture who tried that. It's the Egyptians. Yeah, they got robbed. I'll take that from Denzel Washington, who stated that in one of his speeches. He's right on point. Like, it's just ridiculous that we're even here. I'm a little frustrated, if you can't hear it in my voice. And I can't have all my podcasts be happy-go-lucky, fun, let's talk about Python and coding, because there's some serious bullshit going out in the world. And my way of fighting back is I'm done with the larger corporations. I am done giving money to mega corporations. There are not many places to shop from. You can stop from Stop and Shop or Target or Walmart. You know, I guess I can go to Aldi. But I'm done buying anything that is Frito-Lay. I'm done buying anything that's Coca-Cola. I'm done buying anything big brand. I'm looking for local owned, independent, out of the hands of mega corps, because It's time to fight back. We have to revolt in some way, and it doesn't mean by taking up arms. We have tons of information around us. We have tons of ways of doing things. We are the capitalism. We want capitalism to change. You want to bitch and complain? You want to make that change? You got to change your habits. But if you're not going to change your habits, don't bitch and complain. You can be a part of the problem or part of the resolution. So pick one that you want. And I think we decide what side we're on. I'm going to be on the side of the resolution, and I'm going to be turning around and saying, F you, I'm not buying any of your nonsense anymore. I've never played into a narrative. I don't watch anything on Fox News, CNN, CBS, ABC, because it's all propaganda bullshit. Don't really care what they have to say. There's so much shit going on in the world that no one wants to report on. The only place I ever find it on is people who are real humans that are not in a suit and tie sitting behind a desk reading a script, are real humans out on the fucking street recording what's happening, risking their lives for it to get the news to us. You know, kind of like journalists what CNN used to do. Now they all just sit behind a desk and just report on a script that some freaking billionaire, soon to be trillionaires, feed them because they want to drive some narrative. And I'm not saying that hasn't happened in the 1940s. I'm sure it definitely has, but it has gotten worse, and we the people have allowed it. We can either choose to unallow it by fighting back. And the first way we can fight back is by with your wallet. Stop buying nonsense. You don't need to buy freaking Bounty. There are tons of different areas we can buy. And there's actually a guy on TikTok who I'll put down in my description who shares a Google spreadsheet. I think his name is the cancel this clothing company on TikTok, who goes through all these different areas of showing what brands to buy and what to avoid, which is absolutely amazing. So he does real statistics. He files the money, because that's how you catch anything, right? You follow the money. And it all goes back up to, you know, the genocide of Palestine and AIPAC. Like, it all goes all the way back up to that. It's just crazy. And this might actually get, just mentioning those two words may actually get this thing taken down, and that's fine, whatever. I'll just repost it. Not a big deal. And as something I will end up posting to TikTok or to YouTube. I will post it everywhere. I will look for, you know, I'll look for Blue Sky. I'll post it there. I don't really care. There's many other places to put this and put it where I need to put it. And that can get around the government, because I'm just tired of them and I'm angry and I'm over it. And there's things I've actually been thinking about putting this out for way too long, because I just can't deal with it anymore. And it's my kid's future you're destroying, and you're starting up tensions. I don't know what the word I want to use. We're starting up tensions for no reason between different countries because you can. I'm like, listen, yo, super officials, the ones that, who are in order, just go, just shoot each other. Go ahead, have fun. Go into our arena and go blow each other up. It's okay. It's all right. Have fun. Leave the people alone. Leave the children alone. My kids are going to be cleaning up your bullshit for the next freaking 20 years if you decide not to blow up the planet in the first place. So it's just very frustrating. I'm very angry and I'm over it. So this is the thoughts of a upset alchemist who, you know, alchemy is all supposed to be light, you know, finding the way to light and finding the divine within inside you. And the world is in turmoil. And I truly believe because the world is in turmoil, many people are in turmoil just internally. And I kind of stopped reading about alchemy just because I just haven't been able to focus. I have a lot of shadow work to do, obviously, but it's been very difficult when the world around you is just falling apart and trying to find that inner peace and that divine. And I really want to, and I have to do better, but I need to get these thoughts out because it's just absolutely ridiculous. So I really recommend going to cancelthisclothingcompany.com. I'm going to share some of this stuff here. And these are the things that we're going to avoid buy. Actually, these are the things that we want to buy. So, and I think, you know, there's a disclaimer that he puts that these are, you know, he could be partially wrong, but he does a lot of research on these, or fully wrong, but he does a lot of research on these. And these links are amazing. And it tells you what to buy. And this is what I'll be buying from now on. I will be buying, it doesn't matter what it is. You know, chips and snacks. So Junitas, you know, Junitos, those are like, the tortilla chips. They're family owned and they're out of Oregon. But I won't be buying anything Frito-Lay, anything like that. I think the best way we can fight right now against this corrupt government is at their pockets. And that's where they're getting pissed off with TikTok, because they can't control it. They can't make money off of it. They can't tax it. They can't do anything with it. And honestly, don't give a crap, be honestly. They don't need any more money than they have. Their children's generational wealth is set for life. And you know what? Okay, yeah, they worked hard to get there, but they also probably played the game illegally to get where you need to get to. It's just absolutely upsetting to where we are today, and how we even got here. And I honestly believe a lot of it is Americans just bending over, taking the ass with alien lube and say, fuck me, daddy. And that's where we got, that's how we got here. There was never a footing back, you know, too busy figuring out who cares, you know, what the Kardashians are doing. Too busy fighting over just silly things that we need to be fighting over amongst ourselves instead of fighting over the corrupt assholes. And now you have people who are finally waking up. And I've paid attention to it forever. I just never spoke out about it. And I'm just tired of being quiet. So these are my thoughts. And probably, I'm not going to have every podcast like this, but there will be probably quite a few out there when I'm just not happy. And we're going to spread the information of good information. This one person, again, cancelthisclothingcompany.com. Go check him out. He has amazing things on there. He has spreadsheets like founder and family owned brands master spreadsheet. And it goes through each and every single thing for what it is. It could be baby food, baby formula, candy, chocolate, cheese, chips and snacks, coffee, drinks, energy drinks. Red Bull's actually family owned. I'm not sure to make of that or how true that is, but it's on here. It's family owned. It's not owned by like any crazy company like Amazon or anything like that. So that's mind blowing. You have ice cream on here, juice, pasta sauce, pickles, sausages, sauces and dressings, feminine hygiene, deodorant, hair care, like everything, skin care, baby products, paperwork supplements, paper products, pre-work and supplements. There, it has a full master sheet of all different things you can buy and get out there. I 100% start looking at this and I will start buying all these brands. I will no longer be buying anything that will feed some corrupt trillionaire asshole, billionaire. I don't care anymore. On top of that, Netflix canceled. I wish I could cancel Hulu and Verizon. I actually might change my plan on Hulu, on Verizon, to drop Hulu and Verizon. Soon to drop Hulu and Disney Plus. Amazon Prime, I'm gonna cancel. I can't. I'm financially exhausted, and I'm mentally drained by these corrupt assholes. They need to go blow each other selves up, because that's what needs to happen. Just go blow each other up. Stop bombing everyone else. And just, you got beef with each other? Good. Go blow each other up. I'm over it. I'm tired of it. I'm angry, and it needs to change. And if people can sit here and bitch and complain and not do anything about it, you're just part of the problem. And that's the honest truth. If you don't want to speak up, silence is just as bad as not doing it. Silence is just as bad. Not doing anything about it. So the best thing that I can do right now is speak up about it and stop spending my money on certain places. Yeah, whatever. I go into a store, I spend $15, and that $15 goes, that's still $15. But now I do that every month. They're not getting $15 a month of me. And now I go shop at Target, and instead of spending $200 on freaking, you know, billionaire products, I'm now spending $200 on family-owned products. And yeah, maybe they're a little bit more expensive, but you know what? At least it's going to a freaking family and not some evil corporation that doesn't give a fuck about any of us. They couldn't care. They couldn't care any less than who you are as a human being. You are a dollar to them. You are a number to them. They don't care. And I've always known this. I just never speak out about it. And quite frankly, I'm tired. So ban my freaking podcast. I don't care. I'll just find another platform to talk on. You can't silence all of us. There's a ton of other platforms that are not government controlled. And we'll find them. We'll get them. I'm not concerned anymore. And this is my first podcast of just the start of the wallet revolution. I think everyone just needs to open up and just realize, open up their wallets and start giving to other people instead of Kellogg's, instead of freaking Starbucks, instead of McDonald's, instead of Burger King, instead of Walmart. Walmart is another thing that's starting out. Now Walmart, to use the self-checkout lane, they want you to pay a subscription fee. Like, what? Like, there's so much, like, you need more money. You just can't let people walk up and use that's ridiculous. That's why I shop at Walmart. I boycotted Walmart a long time ago. They're a bunch of idiots, that company too. And I feel bad boycotting things, because you have hardworking employees in there who are trying to make a dollar just to live their lives. So it's always a catch-22. You stop spending money at these places, but those places then start losing money, and the people who are the company, because they're losing money, they can't pay the employees anymore. Not that we're paying the employees to begin with, and they were making billions of dollars. So either way, it's still a catch-22, because those people will be affected. But unfortunately, I just don't know other ways to handle this. There's always a domino effect somewhere. We could keep paying into these companies, and they'll just keep putting it, just keep sending $14 billion of our tax money to feed Ukraine, or a couple more billion dollars over to feed Israel, and not fix the freaking homeless that are dying in our streets, or the veterans that have served in war and lost legs and dying in our street. So I'm tired of it. And I have no patience for anyone who wants to say anything different. And follow the money. That's all I'm going to say is follow the money. Your tax money is going to Ukraine. Your tax money is going to Israel. Your tax money is going to all these different countries, but they're not taking care of home. They haven't been for years. They don't give a fuck. They could care less. They wouldn't care if you went homeless today and were dying in the street. It's one less mouth that the surplus country has to be fed. So see you later. Die. They don't give a fuck. And that's just the honest truth. So I'm angry. I'm annoyed. I'm tired of this country. There are some grateful things to be in this country. I'm happy for my freedom. I'm very grateful for my job I have every day. There are a lot of things I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for my health. But I'm not grateful for the shitty government that we have that just can't. I'm sorry. When my father retired at 63 years old, And there are people running a country that are 92 years old. Dude, you need to retire. You are out of touch. You're an old white man living in the 1940s trying to run this shit like it was 1950. You have no clue of what's going on. In your mind, racism still exists. And that's why we have so much bullshit going on today. And people who say that racism isn't here, you're blind and are just arrogant to the nature and being brainwashed by the crypt keepers in office. And it's very upsetting. So, yes, we need term limits. And I'm sorry, you should not be in office no more than 63 years old. That's more than enough. 65 years old, just like retirement age. Get out. See you later. You need to retire. There is no reason for an 82-year-old person to be running in office, making decisions on behalf of a 20-year-old or a 30-year-old, because you're out of touch. You're not even keeping up with anything. When you have people in Congress asking, does your phone connect to your Wi-Fi to access TikTok? That's an out-of-touch person. That's an out-of-touch person. You don't deserve to be in office. And whoever voted you in should be slapped, because you're being fed brainwashed nonsense. And I'm sorry to be talking like that, but it's just, we have to do better. We have to do better digging on our own politicians before we vote. Like, it's just crazy. So I'm just annoyed. Like, these people in office are just so out of touch, and they don't care, because their pockets being lined from larger corporations to push an agenda which has none of your benefits in place. And there are a lot of people I do not agree with. There's some people I do agree with, but overall, I don't agree with most majority of the government. I would say like 80% of government I don't agree with. And I'm not red. I'm not blue. I'm not independent. I'm not green. I don't believe in any of the parties. I make my own opinions and go from there. I don't define myself by red or blue. And I feel like a lot of people in this country are identifying by Democrat or by, they identify by Republican. And it's just silly. You're Jane Smith. You're John Doe. You are you. You're not red or blue. You're you. And that's how I identify. I identify as me. I don't identify as red or blue. I believe that there should be easily just basic human rights everyone should have. I don't care if you're pink, green, blue, black, orange, purple. I don't care. Everyone has those basic human rights. And I feel like red's just trampling all over those human rights. And then you have blue, who's trying to fight back against human rights, but then want to dictate what you can see and what can't see. So it's just ridiculous. It's just, we have totalitarianism, and then we have communism on either side. So it's just ridiculous. And people who aren't truly paying attention, we're gonna get ran over horrendously. And we're so worried about, you know, we're so scared about China. We're so scared about, you know, all these terrorist countries, about how they center and, you know, don't let their people. Dude, America is becoming that. America is a first world country disguised. America is a third world country disguised as a first world country. And if you're not paying attention, you are still sleeping, and you really need to wake up to what's going on. These are things I have been thinking about for many years, and I think I've just exploded and just holding in all this resentment of our government, because I look at my grandfather, may he rest in peace, who went to his country, who went to World War II to fight against tyranny and genocide. And we are the ones now condoning it. So who's really the bad guys in this historical freaking moments? Who is it? We're taking money from Israel. We're trying to, hold back the larger narrative of everything that's going on. The government's trying to hold back everything narrative that's going on. And we're just here to drink the Kool-Aid. I'm sorry, we're not drinking your Kool-Aid anymore. And because many of us have already known this, and now we actually have a platform to talk on it, TikTok, and they want to ban it because they can't control it. They're not making any money off of it. They want them to sell it because, oh, the Chinese has a way. I'm like, your phones don't, your 90% of your phones made in China. 90% of your chips in your car, made in China. 90% of your clothing, made in China. 90% of our infrastructure, hacked by China. Like, you're so worried about a TikTok application with Chinese gang. Dude, they already have our information. My information has been leaked 30 some odd times because of hacks. You don't think that's already been sold in the black market to the Chinese? Come on. You guys, and anyone who is listening to this and don't believe that, you're in denial. And that's okay. There are seven stages of grieving. And when you get through your grievance of stages, and maybe it took you 20 years to get to stage 7, to get through all 7 stages, you can join us on the revolution over here. But it's been, you know, look at what just happened to Change Healthcare. Hacked. You don't think, and they took the billions of dollars that they won in the cryptocurrency and ran to hackers. And you don't think any information, and they're saying no information is stolen. I don't believe that. I don't buy that for a second. It's just crazy. My information was actually hacked. There were 16 million. There was another hack. I forget what company it was. But it was 16 million people that were affected by that hack. My Social Security was in it. Great. That's awesome. Wonderful. And that means 16 million other people's Social Security numbers are in there. So do something to protect yourself or you're going to have identity theft. And if you don't think that is in Chinese hands already, you guys are mistaken. You know what's even more concerning? Is that you have kids on Temu, which is like a Amazon app, which Amazon does not like because people are buying cheap products from there from China. Let me say that again. People are buying products from Temu that are from China. You guys are so worried about TikTok in China, where the real narrative is not China, it's Israel. And anything Israel gets suppressed, just like this podcast, I guarantee you, I've said Israel so many freaking times, I'll probably get either suppressed or the podcast will get brought down because I've skipped saying that country's name. I guarantee you. And that's okay. I'll just repost it. Don't give a shit. And I'll repost it elsewhere. This information is getting out. So this is not going to be the platform what we're going forward. I'm just tired of the nonsense. And I really need people to start waking up. I just start waking up and paying attention to what's going on. Follow the money and really check out the people who are doing the homework to trying to better the humans that we are being controlled by a useless government. They are useless. And majority of the government is old white men. And listen, I'm a white man. And, but these white men are evil. I consider myself to be a good person. I will help. You will get the shirt off the back of my, I will give you the shirt off my back if you're in need. I try to do the best I can to be a good human being. You know, I try to be kind. I try to be helpful. I just try to be empathetic because that is just the basic nature of humans and what we should all be doing for one another. While these people in government are just like, ooh, look, a dollar, good. You're 82. Guess what? When you're dead, you can't take it with you. And I hope when you get judged at the gates, you go to the Good Place. Great show, by the way, if you haven't seen that Good Place, amazing show. But I'm just, I am very fed up with all this nonsense. I really am. And I'm not here to want to judge. I'm not God. I'm not judging. I'm angry at our country. I'm angry at our politics. I do hope RFK Jr. wins. I think he has a stronger, I mean, he's only, what, a few points behind Orange Man and, Biden looks like he has a stroke every time he gets up there and talks. I really think he has strokes every time he talks. I hope RFK Jr. can win this because I feel like both of these knuckleheads for red and blue are bad. And he's independent, used to be Democrat, but I don't believe in any of the parties. I think all the parties are a joke. I believe in I want to believe in the person who is behind his policies. And RFK Jr. sounds like he has very sound plans to come in. So I even find it funny that the Biden administration has declined him Secret Service 5 times so far. Five times. Let's say that again. 5 times declined Secret Service protection. So in other words, they want this guy to be unalive because they don't have to worry about him anymore. So just craziness. It's just the whole country is in shambles and it's just a mess. It's an absolute mess. There's many things that need to happen in this country that I don't know to make it better. I'm just a one man who's sitting here annoyed and trying to get information that I've known for years out. And we have people out there that have been pushing that information more. And I'm just using a platform to talk about more. And if this gets put out there, I'm going to post it on TikTok. And I don't care. I'm tired of it. I'm over it. I'm done. And I need other people to start getting, at least what I'm calling it, the wallet revolution, to start, stop buying from megacorps. Hurt them where, I mean, what? Starbucks lost $20 billion because of boycotts. Awesome. Good job. I'm doing my very best to not buy from TikTok, not buy from Starbucks. It's very hard when you have two kids and like, Dad, please, I really want Starbucks. It's very hard to explain I could probably explain it to my 13-year-old, but to a 10-year-old what boycotting is and why we're not going to do it because whatever. But I think maybe those conversations have to happen in some way, because I don't want to buy from Starbucks anymore. I want to find local coffee shops that kind of do the same thing as Starbucks does, or make it up, buy my own coffee and do it here. So I'm tired of it. I really am. I'm exhausted. I'm financially exhausted. I'm pretty sure rest of America is. There's no more middle class. Middle class is dead. There's no such thing as a middle class. That's gone. That went out the window like 4 years ago with COVID, which I think was by design, but that's just me. I think that was, you know, COVID was horrible. It was a horrible thing. Many people's lives were lost, but it was a social experiment, I believe, happened as well, that the government wanted to see how much they could control. I'm not trying to take away the loss and death that came with COVID, because it was a lot that happened. But the outside of that, outside the horribleness of COVID, was the government playing what can we control. And that's a big thing. And they saw they can control it. But now I think people are finally out of that. We're no longer in the pandemic. The pandemic's over. And I think it's time we just fight back. And I think we fight back with our wallets. Before, you know, I think the wallet is our Cold War. It's how we're going to handle this. Is that we don't, there's no reason to have a hot war with the United States. We do a Cold War. We fight back with our wallets. And stop buying Megacorp. Stop buying Kellogg. Stop buying Frito-Lay. Stop buying anything that's owned by a Megacorp that would go up to the people like Jeff Bezos. He doesn't need any more money. He's very well off. He's more than enough well off. His kids will be fine for the next 20 generations. He's fine. He doesn't need any more money. Put your money where it's going to work for you. Everyone's complaining about, I have no money. I have no money. I have no money. We need to make a change. We want to change, we have to change your habits. The first change of habits starts with fight with your wallet. Change the way that we need to do, change the way that we buy, change the way that we consume. That's going to happen first. And I'm going to tell you right now, I've already deleted, I'm using Facebook for content creation. I'm not using Facebook for content creation anymore. I mean, barely, I would post on there every now and then, but it's dead. Deleted from there. And I think we need to throw another thing out there. If TikTok for some reason does get banned, because, you know, the Chinese are not going to sell it, because why are they going to give up their algorithm? I think we have to set a standard. And I understand, like, many of these platforms are your way of making revenue. But I think we have to turn around and just delete them and get rid of them and find a way to bring in other revenue outside of it. And cancel it. And I think we have to come together as a collective and push back against this corruption. It's the only way we're going to win. It's the only way. You know, we can vote all we want, but, you know, whether votes are rigged or not, I don't know. But if that's the case, then we're already screwed. Doesn't matter. So I guess we'll see what's going to happen in the next few months. But I implore you to check out this, cancelthisclosingcompany.com. Go check out the spreadsheet this guy has, because it's absolutely awesome, and get that information out there to other people. Use it. Don't abuse it. But I think as the American people, we have a responsibility to push against our government. And none of us have been using it. None of us have been doing it for years. And I don't want to be the boomer generation who just says, yes, we'll follow you into the dark lands. I think that time has come and passed, and we need to be smarter than that and take up against the tyranny that is just becoming a Russia and a China, and it's just, we have to push against it before we do become that, because we're becoming it very quickly. So either we join together or we fall together. And I'm gonna tell you right now, if there is something that pops up with the American people where you guys fight against each other, I'm grabbing popcorn and watching you all kill each other before I even freaking take anything. I'm not fighting against my American folks. The only time I will is if you come after my family. That's it. Obviously, I have a lot of thoughts in my head. These are truthful thoughts, but don't really care. They're getting out. This is just craziness. So we have to fight back with our wallets. So grab that wallet, fight it out. And that's a smart way, I think, of going after them, because it's going to hit directly where the country needs it, is in their wallet. And I think one way they'll start collapsing this state of the capitalism that we're in, we have allowed it to become so bad because we got blinded by all the fun, cool technologies that got put in our hand. Ooh, a telephone that can FaceTime people. It's like Star Trek. Yeah, it's cool. It's old news now. I'm grateful for it, but it's old news. It's has blinded us, has made us dumb, has made us complacent, and we need to fight back. And the best way to do that is with your wallet. So that's my podcast for today. Obviously, I'm frustrated. So if you listen to this and made it all the way through, I appreciate it. This is my ramblings of just where I am with everything, what I'm canceling, how I'm moving forward, and what I'm doing. And I implore you to join me. So thank you all very much for watching this. And I'll check in the next one. We'll be a little bit more more upbeat and happier. But obviously, this is just things I need to get out there. So we'll probably end up on TikTok too. So, and yeah, we'll check it there too. So thank you all very much. I'll see you in the next one. Peace out, Alchemist.